leverage, and your financial freedom. Leverage is a very big word, encompassing and touching virtually everything in our lives. The leverage of the mind is the most powerful form of leverage in the world. Your mind has the power to make you rich or make you poor. Words are leverage. Rich Dad often said, "Your brain can be your most powerful asset, or it can be your most powerful liability." If you use the right words in your brain, you will become very rich. If you use the wrong words, your brain will make you poor. It does not take money to make money. Getting rich begins with your words, and words are free. In Rich Dad, Poor Dad, you may remember that Rich Dad forbade his son Mike and me from saying, "I can't afford it." Rich Dad said, "The primary difference between rich people and poor people is that poor people say, 'I can't afford it,' more often than rich people." In this first section, you will find out why people who say investing is risky are some of the biggest losers in the investment markets. Again, it goes back to words. You will find out that what you think is real becomes your reality. So if you want to retire young and retire rich, you will need to change how you think and perceive your financial reality. Later on in the program, you'll learn about planning for your new financial reality of being rich. And lastly, you'll learn what actions you need to take in order to make that new financial reality happen so that you can retire young and retire rich. The leverage of your plan. In order for Kim and me to retire young, we had to have a plan. A plan that started with nothing because we had nothing. The plan had an end or an exit and also had a time limit. Our time limit was 10 years or less. It took us 9 years, retiring in 1994. I was 47 and Kim was 37. Although we started with nothing, we exited with approximately $85,000 to $120,000 a year in income, depending upon the market, without working. Our income was coming solely from our investments. Even though it may not have been a lot of money, we were financially free because our expenses were less than $50,000 a year. So how did we do it? Well,